Now, Lifeline Tasmania have implemented a new project for the elderly, and to tell us all about it, I'm joined by the CEO of Lifeline Tasmania, Debbie Evans, on the telephone, and team leader Mel Rigby has joined me in the studios. Thank you for joining us today, ladies.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Cameron.
No worries at all. So, can you tell us all about this older persons project?
Yeah, so, look, Lifeline Tasmania's actually been working with older Tasmanians for over 10 years, and our focus has been on people who are socially isolated or living alone, so that they're lonely and not necessarily connected to their community. And so our job has been to provide social connection, connection to community, and we know as an organisation, and pretty much it's well known in research, that this has a significant impact on people's positive mental health and well-being.
Mm.
So in partnership with Primary Health Tasmania, we've now got a chance to work in rural and remote communities, so the West Coast, Northwest Coast and the East Coast, to look at the impact that COVID's had on older Tasmanians and their social connection. I mean, we all know the ongoing impact that COVID's having on people's mental health.
Absolutely.
But for people in rural and remote areas where, you know, those social connections may have been broken, they may not have contact with family who are on the mainland, you know, the impact of that, I think, has been huge on older Tasmanians, and particularly in rural and remote communities. You know, so we are looking at, you know, what sort of impact it's had, what connections might have been broken, what services are, you know, still able to provide that sort of connection in communities, and we're doing some research around that. But mostly what we're trying to do is work out, going forward, what do we need to provide to make sure that older Tasmanians feel connected to their community, that they're not afraid, that they can access the services that they need, go to their GP and feel confident. You know, so I think it's really a focus on really repairing the damage that COVID might have done in those communities.
And I think it's really important because, you know, the older generation would probably are used to, you know, living the way they have done for so long, and, you know, with technology and that sort of thing around, which we could kind of all forced to use, I can certainly understand that that would worry them, and it wouldn't do their confidence or anything like that any good. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's great. But as you say, remote communities like the West Coast, I think that's fantastic.
I think that's a really important point, Cameron, because I know from, you know, anecdotally that there are a number of older people who, for example, don't have phones or don't know how to use the check-in component on their phones, who aren't actually going into shops because they don't think they're allowed, because they can't actually do what's required.
Yeah, no, that's true, that's true. So, yeah, no, that's fantastic. All right, now, what would the project look like on the ground, Merle?
Oh, well, Cameron, our aim is to connect or reconnect those older persons to their social activities in the community. So that may include things like some assistance with their transport to activities, such as their medical appointments, social engagements, or even some exercise programs. Now, that's only a few examples, but we would like to help people reconnect with family as well.
Yeah, okay. No, that's good. So can you give me some examples of what an older person in our community might become involved in?
Well, we're hoping to just get them out for some social activities, just to be with their friends again, or even just to connect them with through IT to their family or friends that they've lost contact with or have had less contact with during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're looking at IT support as well as transportation and just some more social activities for them.
That's really good. No, that's fantastic. Now, obviously, you know, Lifeline being a non-for-profit organisation, it's totally run via volunteers. Are you up on the lookout for volunteers at the moment, Deb?
Absolutely. Lifeline has 400 volunteers right across the state that work in all of a number of our programs. And what we find is really important is that our volunteers are actually embedded in the community. So they are part of a community, and it's really important because, you know, once this project is finished, what we are hoping is that the project has an ongoing life. The volunteers and some of the staff are actually part of the community, and they will continue to build resilience and well-being in the community. So, yes, we are looking for volunteers.
Fantastic. All right. Now, if anybody that might be listening this morning is interested in volunteering or want further information on the project, etc., how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, well, Cameron, they can give me a call on 0477883982. And if they're just worried about anything, they can just give me a call and we can have a conversation about what we may be able to help them with. Because we also have a wellbeing program that we can help people with their mental health if they feel really isolated and left out of activities. So anyone who would like to contact us in the older person's community, please do so.
Absolutely. All right, ladies, well, thank you for joining us today. Great new project you've just told us about. Fantastic for the elderly in our community. And look, just hope it goes well and you get all the support you can.
Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you, Cameron.
No worries at all. There we are. That's the CEO of Lifeline Tasmania, Debbie Evans, and team leader Merle Rigby joining us this morning to tell us about this fantastic new project they've got underway for the elderly in our community. Here at 7XS.